change. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Yee and I are out in Jacksonville, Florida. The weather's beautiful. It's amazing.
Hold on, how do you sound? Sound like they got an echo to me. Sound like y'all got a little echo.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
As we try to, yeah, we're in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were down here for a show last night. Now we're at the station up here. What's going on out there? Is it snowing yet?
It started a little bit this morning. A little sprinkle.
Yeah, no, the flights are a little bit crazy. So if anybody is going anywhere this weekend and you have to maybe perhaps fly through some bad weather, you should check before you go.
Oh, I'm so happy I don't have to travel this weekend. First weekend in about 3 weekends, I don't have to travel. What else we got going on this morning? Oh, Ed Sheeran's going to be here this morning.
Drop one of Khalid's moms
for Ed Sheeran.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he got the
I like Ed Sheeran. I actually took a selfie with Ed Sheeran at the iHeartRadio Awards, and Envy tried to get in it, but all he ended up doing was putting his cheek on Ed Sheeran.
Yeah
he got the number one record in a bunch of countries right now.
Yep.
But let's talk about last night was crazy.
What happened last night?
Nicki Minaj finally put out some music.
Oh, I did hear that. Trash.
Yeah, she put out 3 records. I wouldn't say trash.
I like
trash
one
is
of
a little
them.
Far.
I like Changed
I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say trash.
Yeah, weak. Very weak.
Now, the diss bars, what was it, like 16 bars? I'm not mad at them. I mean, it wasn't Sheether. It wasn't a diss record where I was like, oh, my gosh, this is one of the best records I heard. But I did think she had some bars in there. She spit a couple of bars. I wasn't mad at
Aside from that, did you like the record? Because Drake and Wayne are on it.
No, I didn't. I'm not comparing.
The record was okay. I didn't like it. It's not a smash to me.
Yeah, I think it's weak. I'm not comparing the record to anything. I'm not comparing her bars to anything. I'm happy that she did reply. But her reply was trash, bro. Like, this is my thing. Imagine me getting on the radio and clowning somebody for getting punched on video and running. The best you can come up with is before and after pictures of somebody's surgery. You know how many before and after pics of Nicki Minaj online it is?
We knew this. We knew there wasn't much about Remy that she could go at. So the fact that she was trying to be clever or not, it sounded good. It's not trash. Now, you saying trash. Trash is a bad word, as in sucky. There's a lot of artists out there that are trash. It's not trash.
Well, when I listened to it, I didn't think it was trash. I think it was different from Sheether, because Sheether was Remy going at her hard for almost seven minutes long,
right?
And for Nicki, she took her shots, her jabs, and then she posted, you know, what she said about why she did it, which we'll get into later.
I'm happy Nicki replied for the culture, but that was weak, bro. It was trash to me, bro. Just to me.
I don't think it was trash.
Just to me. And the reason, and when you say other artists out there are trash, Nicki's actually rapping. Like, she's actually spitting bars. I can't compare her to the mumble rappers of the world. Like, she's actually out there putting pen to paper and spitting actual bars. And then when you put out videos showing the words of your lyrics, that means you really spitting some fire. That wasn't fire, bro. No.
I don't agree. I don't think it was the best diss record, the best reply that somebody could have ever did, but I don't think it was trash.
Everybody has different opinions. I saw a lot of different things online, but we're going to get all into that this morning. We'll see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll express ourselves. We'll play the song. We'll play the verse so you can hear it in case you haven't heard it yet.
And also, Angela Rye will be joining us this morning. She'll
Drop
be giving us our political commentary.
Yeah, our political update for the month. Drop on the clues bombs for Angela Rye, damn it.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God, we are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Charlamagne, what are they doing with your backup quarterback, man? Do you know?
No, I don't know, because I haven't paid attention. I think they waived him yesterday. I don't know.
No, they were going to waive him, but now they said they're going to trade him. I thought maybe you knew what player or piece you needed.
Somebody did tell me that yesterday. I don't know what they're going to get for him. Tony Romo hasn't really played any, you know, constructive minutes in the past couple of years, but I'm not going to knock Tony Romo. He did a lot for us. To me, anyway. I thought he was a decent quarterback, but it's the Dak Prescott era now, baby. Okay.
Now, Yee, let's talk about some nude photos.
Man, this is terrible. So it has been revealed that members of the Facebook group Marines United were sharing nude photos of women. And they're saying that it's not just that Facebook group, but there's a whole lot of other groups that are sharing nude pictures of female service members on various websites. So the military is looking into the posting of these nude photos.
What do you mean
of
sharing
these women
them?
Who are service members?
Like just posting them or like sharing them with each other? Like
sharing videos and photos with each other.
Wow.
In these Facebook groups.
What's the problem?
And so these pictures, a lot of these pictures are taken of women without their consent, without their knowledge, without their permission.
Wow.
The investigation started with the Marines, but it's spread now to all different branches of the military.
Well, you got to lead with that, Yee. Because I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, what's wrong with that? These brothers is over there fighting for our country. Yeah, well, what's wrong with passing around some nude pics? Well, you say they taking them without their consent. That's a different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said there's possibly thousands of explicit photos of women who had no idea, and some of them are on active duty right now.
How are they getting the pictures?
When they're dating these guys, and without their knowledge, these men are taking pictures of them.
Or they're sleeping in the bathroom.
And, you know, engaging in sexual acts. Wow. There's 30,000 followers of one of these secret Facebook groups.
Whoa. All right, well, let's talk about Amazon.
Why they got a group chat? Why they got to have a whole Facebook?
Why are you taking these pictures of women
without
their knowledge?
That's the problem, not the Facebook.
I mean, that too, but damn. Why would you just post it on a... If you're doing something you know you ain't got no business doing, why would you be doing it on a public forum? Even if it is
private. How about
private?
Don't do it at all? Don't do it at all. How about that?
I mean, there's a lot of nuance to it. Y'all, it's not just that it's black and white. It's nuance to this situation.
Well, let's tell us about Amazon and this book.
The number one Amazon bestseller right now is a 266-page book, but it's blank pages. Now, that book is by Michael J. Knowles, and it's called Reasons to Vote for Democrats. That's the number one book right now on Amazon. So, obviously, they're trolling the Democrats. Now, Michael J. Knowles posted on Twitter, what's really great about this book, you can go cover to cover in about 15 to 20 seconds. And on Fox and Friends, they tweeted out, best to leave the pages blank. Michael J. Knowles' new book, Reasons to Vote for Democrats, is completely blank.
You know what's so crazy? The number one book on Amazon in the general broadcasting department is Black Privilege Opportunity. Opportunity comes to those who create it.
There you go.
That's my book.
You can
pre-order now.
They have another book on Amazon that has 4.4 out of 5 stars, and that book is called Why Trump Deserves Trust, Respect, and Admiration, and that is yet another book of blank pages.
I'm cool with that.
All right.
First of all, you got to be a real idiot to buy a book full of blank pages.
Well, people are. The book is number one on Amazon.
You know how
that's just putting in library, and that's for like faux gifts or something.
And your fire.
Like a journal.
Yeah, that's it.
Your cover got to be fire. Like, you got to have a fire cover to have a book full of blank pages.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Also, we need you to tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, it's your birthday, you want some positivity in your life, call us up right now. We'll get those calls on, too. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Farrah from Strong Island.
Hey, Farrah.
Farrah.
How are you, boo?
Tell them why you mad, mama.
I'm doing good. I'm mad because I have a clothing line called Let Me Live, and I'm always trying to give out to people, and they don't really support it how they're supposed to, and it's an uplifting line. It's for everybody. It's unity, and people should support it, you know?
How did the clothes look?
The thing is, if the name of the clothing line...
It's very nice.
If the name of the clothing line is Let Me Live, as soon as you pull out a shirt, I'm going to be like, yo, Ma, let me live. Let me get that. Meaning for free.
Yes.
For free.
Yes, I've been contacting you. It's Let Me Live. It's a real
business.
There
you go.
Okay.
LLC and all that. You know, I'm a young business black woman, you know, represent for black excellence, and I'm trying to put people on.
Well, come drop off some stuff at the station, baby.
Oh,
all right, mama.
Yo, I will. Definitely. Don't
I wear large.
Today. Okay, I got you.
Where do you live?
I live in Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's not that far.
Yeah,
just mail
it
to the station.
And I support Inspire to Retire. That's one of my homies.
No, Inspire or Retire, I believe.
It's Inspire or Retire is my friend Jamal. But, you know, I'll drop off some Let Me Live for you guys. Definitely.
All right. Thank you, mama. Thank you
all
for
right,
calling.
Boo. I hope it don't make me itch.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, Envy, what up, man? It's DJ Hercules from Brooklyn.
Hercules, tell him what
I'm mad. Hercules.
Yo, what's up, Solomon, man? Listen, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, man. I woke up this morning to Nicki Minaj with a whack diss. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all heard it, but
I heard that trash.
I don't like. My thing is like, she keeps talking about money, money, money. This ain't about money. This is about bars. And if you can't spit, it's over.
Yeah, I didn't like the record either. I mean, I give her an E for effort because she did reply, but nah.
Nah, I want her to reply.
Envy, what you feel about that whack trash he just dropped?
I'll tell you honestly, it's nowhere near Sheetha. It's nowhere near a diss record. Do I think what she tried to do was cool? Yeah, she had some bars in it. It's not trash. It's trash when you compare it. But if it's just a record, it's cool.
I'm not comparing it to nothing. I'm just giving it the ear test, and I'm like, this is weak.
If I kind of felt like she wants a song that's going to be on the radio.
Right.
It's like Frank Ocean calling somebody gay. Like, Nicki Minaj can never talk about somebody having surgery and having before and after pics. Like, no. No.
No, I agree with that, but I think it's not trash. And I think what she's trying to do by making it a record so you have to hear it for the next 3 months, I think that's smart.
Or maybe this was just a jab and she has something else.
She needs to drop something.
I don't know, like how Drake did.
She needs to drop
before.
And by the way, whenever you disable your comments on Instagram about anything that you post, that is a sign that you're not sure about what it is you posted. You don't want to hear the opinion of the public because you're not sure if they're going to roast you or not.
Well, I also feel like, because then she did do a whole post and she said Remy has 72 hours to respond, so maybe she has a response ready for that response. I don't know.
Remy shouldn't respond.
I'm just thinking,
she didn't tell Remy to respond.
Hypothetically.
She said Remy needs to put out a hit record. That's what she challenged to do it. She said, I give you 72 hours to put out a hit record.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Well, it has nothing to do with bars, but okay. Now, tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you feel blessed, it's your birthday, you're celebrating something in your life, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Hutch. I'm calling out of Charleston, West Virginia.
What's up, West Virginia? I love West Virginia. I love Tudor's Biscuits.
Hey, that's the best breakfast place in the world.
Man, you ain't got to tell me.
Hey, I'm going to call and tell y'all while I'm blessed.
Go ahead, bro.
I've been working at this radio station. I'm actually working board op for you guys right now at 98.7 The Beat.
Okay.
We appreciate you, bro.
Hey, what's good over there?
I've been working at this radio station doing board op for you guys and doing my own radio show coming on after you guys. I've been doing it for a little over a year as a part-time, and yesterday I got called, and they're going to put me on full-time staff.
Woo!
Congratulations.
You are blessed. That's incredible. All that hard work.
What's your name again, bro?
My name is Hutch, but I go by DJ Act Right.
DJ Act Right. All right, I see you, DJ.
Well, this is what
we're
going to do, Act Right. I need you to get that money up because we're going to franchise the Tudor's Chicken and Biscuits, man.
Hey, let's do it, Charlamagne. I'm ready.
All right, brother.
And you can catch him on each and every day until 6 p.m., man. We appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, DJ Envy and Billy and Charlamagne.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
This is Dee Marie, and I'm calling to say why I'm blessed. First, I really enjoyed you guys' Ask C&E this week. You guys did great.
Thank you.
You gave me some advice, actually, to focus on school.
And not pursue your career
as a rapper. Yeah, she was a rapper, yeah.
I figured that's the advice you give everybody that calls up their raps.
No, we let her rap, and it didn't sound...
She wasn't good.
No.
Great.
But it was... Okay, tell me.
I
really appreciated you guys' advice, and I'm blessed this morning. It actually has to do with school. I just got 100 on my anatomy test.
There you go.
Nice.
Spring break is coming up very, 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 very soon, so I'm excited about that. I love you, Charlamagne.
I love you too, boo. And by the way, I used to want to be a rapper, and then somebody told me I was whack. And when they told me I was whack, I started focusing on radio. This is a true story. My man, Dr. Robert Evans. Salute to Dr. Robert Evans.
Right. You guys are motivation. I love you guys. And you guys have a good one. And I love when all of you are together.
Thank you, baby.
We love you back. All right.
See, that's why you got to tell people F their dream sometime.
I mean, somebody told me mine. I thought I was going to be a rapper, too, but that didn't work out. Then I thought I was going to be an NBA star. That didn't work out.
Well, you could have told
God
you that.
God told you that wasn't going to happen. Yeah. He only made you 5'9".
I'm actually 6 foot.
Yeah, right.
I am. I'm folding it up.
With your Adrian Broner high heel platform sneakers on.
When I wear those, I'm 6'3". All right. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Well, let's get into it right away. We'll talk about this Nicki Minaj No Fraud song. She put out 3 songs, though. And we'll get into what is going on social media, what Nicki Minaj has posted as a challenge to Remy Ma, why you may not be hearing Sheether on the radio anymore.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Yee and I are broadcasting from Jacksonville, Florida. We were here last night. We're at our station out here. They're supposed to bring us some food in a little bit. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I don't mess with Envy like that because Envy will have you out all night. If you happen to have to ride in the same car with him, you can't just go to the club and then go back to your room and go to sleep. You got to make a quick stop at the strip club after.
Lord have mercy. That sounds so exhausting.
We don't go out to these markets that much. So when we come in town, I like to see people. I like to take pictures. I like to shake hands, say what's up, talk to the people.
I mean, we were out all night.
Well, yes. Yeah,
listen, I'm a nerd. I like to go get a little sleep before I got to get up early.
All right.
Well, but we had a good time. So shout out to everybody out here. Mm-hmm. Very hospitable.
Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like Nicki Minaj has the numbers 1, 3, and 4 songs on the charts right now.
That don't mean
anything
good.
And that is for No Frauds, Changed It, and Regret in Your Tears. She put out 3 songs last night, mm-hmm. and we are going to see what you think about it. Now, one song in particular, she's taken lots of shots at Remy Ma, No Frauds on her verse, but she also has Lil Wayne and Drake on that song. Now, in case you have not heard it yet, we're going to play parts of it right now. Here's one part.
Tried to drop another one, you was itching to scrap. You exposed your ghost right, and now you wish you was scrapped. Heard your poop, you on yuck. I guess you needed a pack. What type of bum bitch shoot a friend over a rack? What type of mother leave her one son over a stack?
All right, so in that part of the verse, she's saying that Papoose was her ghostwriter on Sheether.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then she's also referencing Remy Ma having to go to jail after shooting her friend from stealing from her for $1,000.
Those 2 bars were decent. Not the Papoose.
That whole verse right there was decent.
No, hold on, we got some more in case you didn't hear it. We're trying to break it down for you in case you didn't get it all. All right, check it out.
Lil boogie down, basic bitch thinking she back to pack. Oh, you mean back to whack? Back to pack. Me and Trissy laughed at that. They say numbers don't matter. When they discussing the Kings, they turn around and say LeBron ain't got 6 rings.
You got to fart on those bars, bro.
All right, so she obviously referenced Drake's back-to-back when he did those 2 songs back-to-back, and Remy Ma put out 2 songs back-to-back. She did Sheether and another one. So she's trying to say that putting out 2 songs back-to-back was whack.
Let me fart on those bars real quick, please. Only one line I like in there is when she said boogie down basic. If you're dating a chick from the Bronx, that's a good little insult
to her. Little boogie down basic.
Little boogie down basic chick.
It's not trash. It's not poopable bars.
It's trash,
I wouldn't say
bro.
That. I'm just going to say it's not comparable.
It's
you can't
not
compare
Sheether.
It.
I'm not comparing
it's not Sheether.
It to nothing.
We all know that.
I'm just
but it's not trash.
I'm not comparing it to nothing. I'm just listening, and I think it's weak. I'm glad she replied for the culture, but it's weak.
It's not trash.
I mean, listen, if you want to compare clever, your reaction when you first heard Sheether to your reaction when you first heard this.
Not even close.
No, I think she's
never signed a 360, but you wild dumb. That's why Jane Claire's verse for your album. Sinead, nay, you a fraud committing perjury. I got before and after pictures of your surgery. I took you to her doc, but you don't look like Rock. Left the operating table, still look like Nah.
So, obviously, Remy took shots at Nicki Minaj for her plastic surgery. Her response is, well, you've also had plastic surgery and you still look like Nah, is what she's saying in that part of the verse. She also says that she's never signed a 360 and she says that Jay has never cleared his verse for her album.
Well, I think that when you live in a glass plastic surgeon's office, you shouldn't throw stones. I don't see how that's an insult. Making an accusation like that towards Remy is like Frank Ocean clowning somebody for being gay or me clowning somebody for getting punched on camera and running. You know how many before and after surgery pics Nicki Minaj got online. Now, if Nicki had ever addressed her surgery and said, yes, I did get plastic surgery, that's a different story. But being the fact that she's never addressed it and then she's throwing shots at Remy for that, that's weak.
See, I don't like what you're doing. So you're breaking down every lyric Nicki put. We didn't do that for Remy.
We just said
Remy's. That was seven minutes.
We said Remy's Sheetha was a dope record from front to back. We didn't say was this true or was this not true. I actually said Sheetha, to me, is the best diss record of all time.
Cool, that's Envy,
a mouse. Envy, well, that was a reach, too. But Envy,
I still feel that.
I never said anything that Nicki said wasn't true. What I said was you shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass plastic surgeon's office.
But her bars are not trash. It's not trash. It's not poopy bars. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. It's cool.
All right, well, let me finish off by reading what Nicki Minaj posted on her Instagram. She went on Instagram and she said, Young Money to the death of me, committing perjury. I got before and after pictures of your surgery. Stop surgery shaming before I post them. Fraud. Diss records can't be lies. Great diss records are facts. But here at Young Money, we don't do diss records. We drop hit records and diss you on them. I got a bunch more on cock. Pause. The greats took 3 months to respond to diss records. Queens don't move on peasant time. Queens shut down Paris, then drop hits on queen time. I love my fans. You are the real MVPs. Been writing my own rap since I was 11. God knows next week I'll beat Aretha for the most hot 100 hits on Billboard by any woman in the world ever in the history of music. Stay in your bum ass place. Jealousy gets you nowhere. Love to all my bad bees. Now I got a countdown of my own fortune, Nene. You got 72 hours to drop a hit, and I'll give you $500,000 if you can book any show or interview without mentioning the queen name. On another note, my album is nothing but waves. LOL, my babies. You're going to get your complete life. Love you guys so effing much. Let's go.
Well, she said
that was whack.
She said that was whack. You could fart on that response. She said stop surgery shaming, so I guess she's admitting that she had surgery. And the crazy thing is, for the past, what, year and a half, Remy's been getting booked without saying Nicki's name. Like, this whole saying Nicki's name has been, what, the past 2 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, that was whack. That was a pure emotion.
And
that
she know
whack.
It was whack. That's why she disabled her comments. Why you disable your comments, Nicki?
You don't mention the money stuff and all that. Now, that was whack.
You can't be scared of people's opinion. Don't disable your comments. Take the good with the bad. And personally, I think No Frauds was weak. Didn't move me at all. She gets an E for effort. I'm glad she responded for the culture, but nah. And this is why I wish Remy never dropped another one, because it allows people to be distracted. Like, Nicki referencing another one, but you going to act like Sheetha didn't happen?
Huh? Yeah, no, Sheetha was probably the best disrespectful diss record. I love it. I love
Sheetha.
Well,
we have a lot more to talk about this morning when it comes to this, because Sheetha has had its own issues right now, and you may not hear that at all anymore on the internet, on the radio, and we'll tell you why.
But you got to take money out. You can't keep saying, I'll give you $500,000 for dinner. She just did a record. She just did a top five record with it all the way up.
All the way up, double platinum. Money, you're talking about money and record sales. And Angstar, shut up.
Like, but it's fun up. To talk about. All right, but let's keep it moving.
It's for the culture. Now, Ed Sheeran's coming up next, damn it.
Ed Sheeran will be joining us when we come back. He has the number one record in the country. Yes. Talking about number ones. The number one record in the country.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to him when we come
you
back.
Need
and we'll actually play the record
this
too.
Morning. Now you want to talk to some white people.
There you go. Okay. And we're going to play the record too if you haven't heard it, all right? So keep it locked.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a friend to the room.
Our bloke from the UK.
Our bloke
is Ed here. Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is here. Bloke's not a bad word, right?
Nah, bloke's a good word, yeah.
Okay.
Bloke's a good word. Are we going to do a shot now?
Ed, you talking my language.
Oh, my goodness. As Charlamagne gets the liquor ready.
Drink.
As Charlamagne gets the liquor ready.
What you want? You want cognac?
Can we get some cups?
I want... wait, have you got your own drink, Envy?
What the
no, the one that says Envy.
No, that's actually 50's drink, effing vodka. That's vodka.
Ah.
That's vodka. Now, great. We seen Ed Sheeran at the iHeartRadio Awards, and we took a picture with him, but Angela Yee actually cropped my face out.
Yeah,
did
you see the picture? I noticed that.
She cropped me out. She just wanted to make it seem like you guys were on a date. But you killed the iHeartRadio Awards, and congratulations
you,
on your award.
Thank you.
How was that show for you?
Do you know what? It was American award shows, they usually always sit you like in a line, and it's quite awkward because if you want to say hi to an artist, you have to like get up, walk in front of loads of other artists, and be like, hi, I'm a fan, but on the iHeartRadio Awards, they put you on a table with other artists so you can kind of chat to people you don't really usually meet.
Yeah, that was cool. Pretty cool. Now, we listened to some of your...
Whiskey,
hello.
Baby.
Yes. Whiskey.
I know what you like, Ed.
I'm in.
Oh, my God. We got cups? Yeah,
I listen to your music. I know what you like.
Let's do it.
Now, we were listening to your album this morning, and your album felt a lot like soca music, some of the songs on there.
Soca music. Yeah.
Did you get any inspiration from the islands, the Caribbean?
And I think most music... forever has been inspired by island culture, I think. Yeah, but I did spend some time in Ghana. I went over to Ghana for about 3 weeks, and collaborated with an artist over there called Fuse ODG, and he's a very, very talented Afrobeat artist, and he kind of had a house that's just full of amazing Afrobeat artists as well, so we created some music out there as well, which was good.
That sounded good. It sounded like,
yeah,
like
Coastal Divide.
Are we
congratulations.
Shotting it or just...
It's up to you. I don't know. Okay. I'm not really a whiskey guy.
Let's shot it.
You shot it?
Yeah.
Check Charlamagne to make sure he drank his. Did you drink his?
Well. Ah. All right. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That might have to be our last one.
What's a good whiskey, Ed?
Bushmills.
Bushmills?
Bushmills,
I don't know what this is. You ever heard of this?
Yeah. Yeah, American whiskey's good, but I always go for Irish or Northern Irish whiskey.
You know one thing I like about you, man? Your records, right? Like, you're unapologetically UK.
Yeah.
Like the song, what's the Galway Girl? Did I pronounce that right?
Oh, that's Irish, though.
That's Irish. Okay.
Galway's a town in Ireland. There's actually there's a Steve Earle song called Galway Girl, actually.
Okay.
And as I was writing the song, I was like, I can't call it Galway Girl because Steve Earle sings the song Galway Girl. So I've kind of like, I think I've stepped on his toes there a little bit.
Does the label ever press you? Like, make a record about Times Square, Ed. you're big in the U.S., too.
No, do you know what? They told me not to put on Galway Girl, though, because they said folk music wasn't cool. But something's only not cool until you make it cool, I think. Yeah.
Now, why the name of the album Divide?
I wanted to create an album that every single song was completely different. So when you skip to the next track, it's just like a complete shift. Mm-hmm. So it was 12 tracks that were very divided, basically.
Now, on the song Erasure... You talk a lot about Satan tempting you. What are those temptations?
I think it's just if you ask any musician, the music industry and film industry and probably art industry, just like those worlds. I mean, much like business, I think just there's temptations that are there, whether it be drink, whether it be drugs, whether it be girls that have, you know, they're always there, and you have to kind of literally. I say in the song every day. Satan tempts me, I try to take it in my stride, and you see it all the time, and there'll be times when it looks quite attractive and you might wander over to it for a bit, and then you just have to kind of remind yourself that it's not the right thing to do.
Do you mean like a woman or just like...
any of the above, like drink, drugs, women?
Do you really believe fame is hell?
No, it was, you know, I kind of had that line in there, and then I quickly wrote, nobody wants to see you down at the dumps because you're living your dreams, it should be fun.
Exactly.
So, like, I kind of, it was a line where, you know, in my home country, and, you know, in some places in America, it is quite hard to go outside and just go and get, like, a pint of milk from the shop or something like that. So that was kind of aiming.
Only when you're a big star like Ed Sheeran. There's plenty of artists who can walk out and get milk. Okay? And nobody will bother him.
Does your fame bother you?
No, because, you know, it allows me to really do a job that I love, but there are certain instances where, you know, nothing is perfect in life, and you can't have, like, the perfect career or the perfect relationship or, like, the perfect friendship. There's always things that are wrong with it. And with fame, there's certain things that I would take out, but then if I took them out, I wouldn't have the success I had. So you just have to find the balance. Most of that song was me writing about finding the balance. Like, I kind of like had a whirlwind success for 5 years and then didn't really know how I was kind of like gonna sort my life out and which friends I could trust and where I should live and like if my family were like all right and should I be going on tour here or should I be releasing song here. And taking a year out of that and just balancing it all out, and now I'm kind of cool.
But what makes you so grounded? Like, you know, we meet a lot of artists and a lot of pop stars and huge stars, but you're probably one of the artists that you're the same Ed every time we see you. You know what I mean? Whether it's you come over to say hello or you just joke and laugh. What makes you so grounded?
Do you know what? I come from a very, very, very small town in the middle of nowhere in Suffolk in England. And, oh, Jesus, what's that?
You like little Boosie?
Yeah.
Okay, this is his liquor. I've never tried it, so I figured...
Boosie juice, right.
Yeah, since you're here and we've never tried it, we're going to try it. But
I come from a very small town. I've got a friendship group of 12 mates, and that's like... my girlfriend's one of that friendship group that we all grew up with, and we've all known each other since we were 10. And I think there's a... You can kind of go back to that town and there's a veil that's taken off you. Mm-hmm. And no one says, how's your career going? Have you met this person? What's this person like? They just go, mate... Do you want a pint? So-and-so's been up to this. Oh, have you heard thingy slept with thingy? Like, it's just like, you know, it's a very, very...
Still gossiping?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, one of my mates hooked up with another one of my mates' little sisters the other day, and that was like, as soon as we got back, it's like, dude, did you hear this?
Sister.
Exactly. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you've been at the iHeart Awards and I saw you at a table with so-and-so and so-and-so. It just goes straight back to how we were at school.
But that's what Castle on the Hill represents, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Precisely. Yeah.
All right, we got more with Ed Sheeran. When we come back, keep it locked, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building, pop star Ed Sheeran.
You know what I wanted to know? Khaled talks about an experience with you and him in Miami.
Oh, God.
Where you go from club to club to club to club to club and then go to the studio. Tell us about that experience.
I'm going to be honest, Ed. I'm a little upset that we haven't hit the clubs, man. We've supposed to have been hit the clubs together, man.
I know.
Or at least the bars.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what the thing is with New York? Every time I'm in New York, I'm up doing breakfast radio stuff like this. And,
it's called morning radio, not breakfast radio.
Jesus Christ. With Khaled in Miami, I had the whole day off the next day, so we really, really hit it hard. But I took him to a dive bar first.
I'm not drinking no much more, man.
Oh, come on, man.
It's all right.
Come
all
on.
Right. His album's out, man.
It's Lil Boosie's drink. Come on.
It's Lil Boosie juice. Salute to Lil Boosie.
Boosie juice.
Okay, so you and Khaled in the club.
I got a day of interviews after this. We're gonna shot this. Have you shot it? Or just
I said that. Oh my!
That
God.
Good? Okay. Tell us about Khaled. Now you're in Miami. You're going to the club.
That's better than the whiskey.
You think so?
Boosie, I respect that. That's all right. So I took him to a dive bar.
Way better than the whiskey. Go ahead.
I know. You got to shot it, man.
Yeah, no. You want me to take the whole?
Yeah, I want you to take the whole shot. Jesus. We're in it together. I took him to a dive bar and we played some pool.
Okay.
All right.
And you know, chatted, and then he was with in his you know, his Rolls Royce.
His Wraith, uh-huh.
Is it a Wraith? With the sparkly things on the top.
Wraith, yeah,
something named after a spirit, a phantom,
it's a
ghost.
Wraith, it's a Wraith.
So and then he was like, we're going to go to one of, like, his clubs now. So we turned up at this hip hop club and I think Jeezy was there and Flo Rida and someone else. We stayed there and then we hit another club and then hit another club and then hit another club. And like, I'm kind of like, Khaled's very reserved. Khaled's very like, you never see him get messy. He's always right. You'll always see him with a bottle of champagne in his hand, but he's not
never
like
drinking it, right?
Well, he's not shotting it. He's not like proper drinking it. I don't really know what his alcohol intake is, but
right.
And then we get to the studio and I've kind of like, I have Irish blood in me. So I'm just like, drink, drink, drink. And it's all free booze as well. And we get to the studio and I think like there's just a lot of people about and I'm kind of like chain smoking roll-up cigarettes. I'd roll smoke, roll smoke, roll smoke. And he
we
doesn't...
call that smoking blunts, Ed. You were smoking...
No.
Cigarettes?
Like, no, tobacco.
People roll up tobacco?
In England you do.
Okay.
In England. That's what you grow up doing. And he doesn't...
That's called a fag.
And he doesn't... Yeah. And he doesn't smoke. He doesn't smoke cigarettes. So I've kind of like hotboxed his whole room with tobacco, and I play him like 50 songs off the new album, and then leave at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And didn't I kind of like had that fear the next day we woke up and you were like, was I a bit of an egotistical maniac yesterday?
Now we know how Khaled gets free features. He gets his guy, he gets him drunk and gets him to the studio.
Do you know what I would do? I would really like. Do you remember he did a song with Akon, John Legend and Anthony Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
with Jadakiss, Scarface, and someone else. I'd love to be like 1 5-second feature.
Feature on one of those.
And I'd love to get
Have
Khaled.
Have you told him that?
Yeah, of course. Okay. And I'd love to get Khaled on like one of my really, really slow, gentle acoustic songs, being like,
DJ Khaled, we the best!
But just like a really, really, really gentle song. Yeah.
Now, you talk about a few of your friends on this album. None of them seem to be doing good. You said one of your mates... You said he died. His mate died of an overdose.
Yeah.
And then you say another one. He's on his second wife. Mm. Like, is it difficult to still be friends with them because you're such a
mega star? I think it's. Do you know what's weird about my mates is we have literally nothing in common other than the place that we came from, mm-hmm. and we still have so much to talk about, and we get on so well. And I think that's the. I reckon you have. You obviously, I know you as a person, and I know you as a person. And you have industry mates that you hang out with,
right.
but you have your friends.
Yeah,
you have your friends who like have nothing to do with the industry, who might be like a steel worker or work in a bar or work on Wall Street or like do anything, and they'll hang out with you in a bar, and the last thing they want to hear about is who you've interviewed on the radio. They just want to hear like if you're dating anyone or like what
they want to know alcohol. About some celebrities.
Do they?
Yeah.
Have you fucked some celebrities
in my life?
Yeah
before. I'm married now, but yeah, I have.
Which so one? Before.
Yeah, right.
You think
I've had that much to drink?
You put everyone on blast in our chair. We're putting you on blast now.
And you know what you should do when you get put
on
blast?
Have you ever to fart out of...
A celebrity's butt.
No, I've never eaten another celebrity's ass. I wouldn't have done that. That's something you reserve. You keep for the wife.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you only get your wife's ass.
Do you know what's so bad about our first interview? My dad watches all the interviews I did, and the first thing we talked about was taking farts out of butts.
Really?
Yeah, and I got home, and I was just kind of like, you're right, Dad? And he was like, yep.
He's like, how you think you got here, boy?
Oh, mate, fuck off.
Now, you also said you find comfort in pain.
No, the line is, I find comfort in my pain eraser. So a pain eraser is, for me, when I was writing the song, I knew people would kind of take this different ways, but I think a pain eraser is anything from music to food to good company to the negative stuff like bad women, drugs and booze. I think a pain eraser is anything that kind of distracts you from pain. So that song was basically, I find comfort in my pain eraser, which could be like literally anything.
One of my favorite records, because it reminded me, like I always like rappers like Nas, right? Like when Nas would rap from the perspective of a gun, like that was just different. You did a song from the perspective of your grandfather.
Yeah,
I thought that was ill, and it's titled after your grandmother, Nancy Mother.
Yeah.
Like, what made you want to do that?
Do you know what? It's the weirdest story, because it's now not like Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland now. It's all very calm, and it's all like, you know, calm down. And my grandmother was from Southern Ireland and was a Catholic, and my grandfather was from Northern Ireland and was a Protestant. And when they started dating, it was literally like West Side Story, two sides, can't mix. Both families were like, this can't fucking happen. And a Protestant from Belfast married a Catholic from Wexford, and they snuck off and did it in secret. My grandfather took all the gold teeth from his dentist practice that he was working at, melted it all down into gold ring, married my grandmother, and I just thought it was the most amazing story, and it just has to have a song written about it. That was where it kind of came from.
No, that's interesting, because I got my book coming out, and like I realized I didn't really know a lot about how even my parents met.
You know, I don't know either.
Yeah,
I never thought about it. Yeah.
So I just thought it was dope that you even went past the parents and went to your.
Well, my like I am a UK citizen. I am British, but my family is very, very, very much rooted in Ireland. And my grandmother, who is Irish, we have this sort of... We all go over there like 4 or 5 times a year and visit her. And we always hear the stories about it. And it's... And my granddad only just passed away recently, and he'd have stories for days about it as well. And it was just a kind of tale that we grew up with. And I actually wrote the song with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the studio, and we were kind of jamming out this folk song that we're trying to make in the Irish tune, and he was like, well, let's just write about grandma and granddad, because they have this fucking amazing story that no one really knows about.
All right, we got more with Ed Sheeran. Matter of fact, he's here. I know we usually don't play these type of records, but let's get Ed Sheeran's record on. It's number 1 in the country, right, Charlamagne?
It's the number 1 in the country. You heard him say that this Rihanna is inspired this record. So he's in love with the shape of Rihanna.
Ed Sheeran's in the building.
Now, with all your success, what do you splurge on? I see your Patek on your wrist. Like, what do you buy? What makes you happy? What are the things that you just recklessly buy?
I started being a watch guy very, very early on. It was John Mayer that ruined my life.
And I put you on the watches.
How much money have you spent in watches, Ed?
Too much.
But how many watches do you have?
No. He covered up his wrist. You've been in New York too long.
about 14. About 14
watches.
14, yeah. But they're like specific ones.
Watches are good though, because they don't depreciate with value.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you get the right one, you can really like they're nice things to look at. The most wild thing I've done, I think. Have you ever paid for a kitchen to be made?
Yes.
Paid for a kitchen to be made?
I mean, kitchens.
I'm paying for my basement to be made.
Mate, kitchens are worse than houses. So I just paid for a kitchen to be made.
I'm doing mine now.
What do you mean it's worse than houses?
Bloody hell, man. Like,
yes.
Pay for a kitchen.
I'm paying for my basement. I'm getting a basement kitchen.
A basement's different. When you get like cookers and fan extractors, and...
absolutely. My wife is killing me right now.
Yeah. So it's so that was the yeah that. I guess. Do you know what I? I did a thing when I first learned to drive. I was like obsessed with James Bond, obviously, and I was like, I'll buy
an Aston Martin.
And I bought an Aston Martin, and the first day I sat in it, I was like, yeah. And then I drove through my hometown, and I was like, oh, I look like such a prick.
You felt like a prick.
Such a prick, and I haven't driven it since. I gave it to my manager's wife for a bit, and just let her take it for like 6 months.
Did you realize that like everything?
Are you all right with this?
Yeah, please, Dad, help me out. You see Uncle Charles over here struggling with the damn bottle opening.
Gonna mix. Goodness gracious.
No, I'm just saying. I don't drink like that. You know that.
Well,
but Ed's my guy.
It doesn't look like it.
I'm just trying all the stuff we never drink. This is Martell.
Can you take it easy on the shots, though?
Yeah, no, okay, just a splash. Tell me when to stop.
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 And then you have, let's all do shots. I've got all interviews right after this as well, yeah.
Oh, my. Now we're going to get you drunk, and you're going to go over there and cry. somebody will think they're doing such a great job interviewing Ed. Don't realize
it.
Exactly. Who are you going to? Tell us who you're going to.
I'm doing phoners. Do you know what?
Oh, okay,
this is the
cool
thing. I hope you know this is how much that I love and appreciate you guys. Every time that I'm like, I want to go into the Breakfast Club and do an interview, the label go, to do that, to keep every other station happy, you need to do like 14, 15 interviews. So anytime I come on the show, I need to do another 14, 15 interviews.
We appreciate you, man.
Let's
toast. Now, venting must be hard. Because like you said...
Yeah.
Like you said,
it's a bit awkward on film, innit? They're going to be like, Ed was standing there like this, waiting for everything.
Like you said, nobody wants to hear a star complain. So, who do you talk to?
You don't really. I think that's why so many stars have addiction problems, because you can't complain to anyone. Even to other stars. You can imagine if, like, Justin Bieber, like, went to Justin Timberlake and was like, I don't think this is going well. Justin Timberlake's first thing would be like, dude, you're smashing it, it's going so well, and it would all be like a positive thing. But I think that's why so many people end up sort of going down the other road, because there's no one to really talk to, so you just spend a lot of time with yourself. But I think being honest, open and honest, and finding people that if I say to my friends, oh, this sucks, like, you can be like, oh, I did this amazing show, but I came off stage afterwards and it was just me and an air conditioner and I felt really bad about it afterwards. Your friends, instead of being like, oh, but you've got paid this amount for the show, it must have been amazing, can be like, oh, that, you know, let's talk about that. And I think that's how it sort of helps through.
Is that why you took a break? Because, I mean, I always find that intriguing that you literally posted that you're going to take a break.
And you really did.
And you took a year break. Mm-hmm. I even hit you up during that time just to see, where is he at? Is he alive? Like, you know, right?
I think life is all about balance, and it's all about finding the right sort of balance. And for me, I was like constantly inundated with requests. So I'd wake up every morning with like 50 texts on my phone asking for things, not being like, how are you? It'd just be like, can you do this? Can you do this for my sister? Can you play this wedding? Can you pay for this? And it was just like, I'm all happy to do that. But it was just getting to a point where it was a bit too much. So I sort of cut it back, went traveling, balanced out my life. And now I feel like in a better place, and now I'm back in touch with everyone. It's more relaxed. Everyone's in a... I think it was just getting to a head.
Now, you're a big hip-hop head.
Mm.
You love hip-hop music. What did you think of Remy Ma Shitha?
I heard you speak about it, and you said it was good for the culture. And I think when it comes from... You know, if it was me and another singer-songwriter and we were writing songs back and forth, just the very fact that I'm getting inspired to write a song and come back with something, I think, you know, but...
You and anybody would be the dumbest beef ever in music. Like, who would beef with Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. I feel like someone might. But, you know, I really like Nicki Minaj's music. I really, every time... Still, every time Monster comes on, I know all the words to it. So
I don't believe you.
Sing it.
Pull up in a Monster automobile, gangster with a bad bitch to come from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanker, call it a Willy Wonka. You can be the queen, but watch the queen conquer. First things first, I eat your brains. I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs, because that's what a monster do. Heal up on the hill with a monster crew. Monster to be healed with a monster too. Young Money is the roster in the monster crew. And I'm all up in the bank with the funny face. And the fake, I know it because my money ain't. Now wait, I know Rookie. Yeah, no, I know Rookie, but my features, my way, same time you pay 50K for reverse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall that my body gotta climb it. Hotter than the Middle East and climb it. Dutty, whine it. Michigan,
find it.
Cause these people too one track minded. Now really, really, I don't give a F. K. Forget the she's fake. Eating cheesecake. Thick whip, thick fast, making things fast. I blink, this is what you just saw. Look at what you lift off. I'm a motherfucking monster.
That's what you do when you don't know the words. Just do the cadence. Think fast, think fast.
I do know the words, but you've given me four shots.
It's okay. Listen, you talk a lot about self-medicating. Speaking of four shots, do you feel like it's self-medicating?
No, it's a different culture in England. You guys literally wake up and drink in the morning. We drink to be sociable.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
So we're the ones with the problem, is what you're saying.
I'm drinking because the last time I was on here, you offered me a drink and we had it and it was fun.
Right.
It's an enjoyable experience. If I was just here with a fucking full glass of whiskey drinking it on my own, you guys would be like,
yeah, he has a problem.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You guys are at exactly the same level as me right now, and we're having a decent interview. We're smiling, we're laughing.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's about having fun.
I feel like it's funner when it is on occasion, because I don't drink like that, like I used to.
So why are you the first one to offer a shot?
Because I listen to your music and you sound like an alcoholic, so I didn't feel like, so I feel like I just wanted to share some of the liquor we have. You know?
Yeah. All the bottles look really, really fancy and weird.
And most of it is rap stuff. Like, you got E40s.
Now tell me about Hennessy, because I spoke the UK rapper I said about last time, Stormzy.
I had a long
chat with him about Hennessy, because he loves Courvoisier and Hennessy.
I like Remy.
My grandfather drunk Courvoisier and Hennessy. Mm. When did an old man drink become such a like youth culture drink?
Drink some cognac and then have sex with your woman. Different type of.
See, I'm the same thing with vodka.
My dad will watch this, you know. My dad will watch this.
Your dad.
Probably drinks vodka.
Your dad sitting there drinking with cognac saying, yeah, he's right. I'm telling you, next time you're with your woman, drink some cognac.
How much cognac, though?
You ever heard Plies and Plies say, I don't know why, but that Remy turns me to a whore?
Okay.
Cognac, baby.
Vodka does
it. How much, though? Is it like a couple? Because, like whiskey gets to a point where it's like.
I give me the little stiffer. What's them things called? The stiffer.
You get stiffer drinking stiffer.
No. What's it called? What's the little glass called? That's what it's called?
I don't know.
The little stiffler. You know the glass. Okay. Whatever. Give me the little glass, and I drink about three of those and a cigar. I'm good.
The one time like I properly hung out with Jay-Z, mm-hmm. I thought, when in Rome, and he's drinking like really fancy whiskey, and he's got a really nice cigar, and I was like, yeah. So I got the whiskey, and the first thing I did in my mind, it's what you do. I grabbed an ice cube and put it in the whiskey, and all people on the table around me were like,
rookie.
And I was like, oh. And then I had the cigar, and for like 2 minutes was like, I need to try and act like I'm enjoying this.
Right.
And then I just didn't. I think the cigar was something that you shouldn't like.
Why didn't you just ask him?
Ask him how to properly smoke.
No, because it. No, I know how to properly smoke. I just don't enjoy cigars. Yeah, and it was, I woke up the next morning, I had the fear again. You're like, oh. I ruined some really good whiskey.
All right, we got more with Ed Sheeran. When we come back, keep it locked. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building, pop star Ed Sheeran.
Whose body caused you the right shape on? Shape of you?
The shape of you? I don't know, really. It was, I originally started it. I'd finished my album and I went in to write like a bunch of songs for other artists. And I went in the studio that morning. And I was like, I really want to write a song for Rihanna. That's why the marimba comes in and it sounds a bit Caribbean. Because I was like, I want to do a Rihanna tune. And,
so Rihanna's body.
I'm really drunk now, by the way.
Hold on, by the way, you wrote Shape of You for Rihanna.
Yeah, I did start writing it.
But well, actually, Rihanna's got a nice body.
I started the Bieber song that I eventually finished, the Love Yourself. I originally started that with...
That's an amazing song. So you won an award for that, too. That's an amazing song.
I originally started that off with Rihanna in mind, because I thought it'd be amazing to hear Rihanna go, if you like the way you look that much, go fuck yourself. Like, because it would be cheap.
Masturbation.
He wasn't talking about masturbation. He's drunk, too. He's just as drunk as you are.
Hey, I got it right here. I got what you want. What you want, the whiskey?
De Leon.
Okay.
You haven't even opened this. You really aren't about that life.
No, I haven't. Like, you're right. Here you go.
My goodness.
Wow.
What, who are your competition right now? Before you said it was John Mayer, Usher. What's your competition now?
I think, do you know what? I said, I've been misquoted this in so many articles, because so many people, when I said I would like to emulate Adele's success, go, oh, he thinks he's bigger than Adele. I don't. I just think every single artist should have Adele as their benchmark. You should, exactly. You should literally reach for the top, and if you get halfway there...
No, Ed. Beyonce is the bar.
No, sales-wise.
Okay.
Sales-wise. Right. Sales-wise. Okay. Beyonce is a weird one, man, because I have got to perform with her twice and have never, ever been in the presence of something that...
Incredible.
...talented and amazing. Yeah. And you just kind of sit there and... You're grateful to stand next to her on TV because it makes you look so much better. You're just kind of like... but it's a different thing. Like when we played Drunk in Love together at Central Park, and I went to rehearse with her the day before, and I walked in and she was rehearsing with all her dancers, and you kind of see her do all these dance routines, and then she sits down and it's just me and a guitar, kind of one-on-one like this. And I've never, ever heard a voice like that just makes you go... Every single time she sings, it's the most incredible, amazing thing.
Very humble soul, too. Beyonce is the type of person that'll walk in the room and be like, hi, I'm Beyonce. And you'd be like, duh.
Oh. Mm. You break that whole thing? Okay. Now, you have your guitar with you.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't know, but I don't know what you want to hear. Do you want to hear a song? Do you want to hear a rap?
I want to hear hip-hop, bro.
You want to hear hip-hop?
The reason I want to hear hip-hop, because this is a hip-hop station, and I don't think people know how diverse you are.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't.
I was born inside a small town. I lost that state of mind. Learned to sing inside the Lord's house, but stopped the age of 9. I forget what I get awards now, the wave I had to ride, the paving stones I played upon that kept me on the grind. So blame it on the pain that blessed me with the life. Friends and family filled with envy when they should be filled with pride. And when the world's against me is when I've really come alive. And every day that Satan tempts me, I try to take it in my stride. You know that I've got whiskey with white lies and smoke in my lungs. I think life has got to the point I know without it's no fun. I need to get in the right mind and clear myself up. Instead, I look in the mirror questioning what I've become. Guess it's a stereotypical day for someone like me, without a 9-to-5 job or a uni degree, to be caught up in the trappings of the industry. Show me the locked doors, I find another use for the key. You'll see, I'm well aware of certain things that will destroy a man like me. But with that said, give me one more. Another one to take the sting away. I am happy on my own, so here I'll stay. Save your loving arms for a rainy day. And I'll find comfort in my pain eraser. I used to think that nothing could be better than touring the world with my songs. I chased the picture perfect life, I think they painted it wrong. I think the money is the root of all evil and famous hell. Relationships and hearts you fit, they break as well. And ain't nobody wanna see you down in the dumps, because you're living your dream, man. This should be fun. Please know that I'm not trying to preach like I'm Reverend Run. Beg you don't be disappointed with the man I've become. Conversations with my father on the A14, age 12, telling me I gotta chase those dreams. Now I'm playing for the people, dad, and they know me. With my beaten small guitar, wearing the same old jeans. Wembley Stadium crowds, 240,000. I may have grown up, but I hope that Damien's proud. And to the next generation, inspiration's allowed. World may be filled with hate, but keep erasing it now. Somehow I'm well aware of certain things that will befall a man like me. But with that said, give me one more.
Okay.
Another one to take the sting away. I am happy on my own, so here I'll stay. Save your loving arms for a rainy day. And I'll find comfort in my pain eraser. And I'll find comfort in my pain eraser. And I'll find comfort in my pain eraser. I woke up this morning looking in the mirror, thinking to myself that I should probably be thinner. The industry told me to look like them, but I found my happiness in fried food for my dinner. I wish that she could have been my first time, and I wish that I'd never took that first line, and I wish that every word in this verse rhyme, but forgive me if it doesn't. I wish that I could make peace with my older cousin. Wish he didn't think that it was me when it wasn't. Wish I didn't love it when I'm high and my face feels buzzing and taste stays underneath my tongue. And wish that I had known what to do as a youngin'. Wish I hadn't dropped out of school and missed every single party, but that hardly matters now, man, does it? Wish I had an answer to everything, but fuck it. Wish creating art didn't come with
the budget. But while we're on the subject, I wish my private life would have never gone public. That's the sacrifice that we make, spending my whole time high, wishing life away, singing this is how we're living down here, sitting on the edge, looking out without fear. Yeah, we got drama, but you know we don't care. I want to see you sing it, put your hands in the air. One wish, I'm singing this is how we're living down here, sitting on the edge, looking out without fear. Yeah, we got drama, but you know we don't care. I want to see you sing it, put your hands in the air. One wish, I wish my family and friends, they stay healthy. I wish that love was a currency and the whole world was wealthy. I find myself late night, wishing on a star. Every day I wish I'd never broken her heart. And I wish I never went through. Every woman that I love, look at my life and what it's come to. I wish I wasn't the role model you'd look up to. If I told my fans the things I did, then they'd say, f*** you. I wish I was home more. I wish my team could see the kids on their birthday.
She
but you're not on tour.
Home more.
Home more. I wish it was home more. I wish my team could see the kids on their birthdays, but yo, we're on tour. I wish I'd grow more. Wish I told more people that I love them, but it's in the music that I'm known for. I wish she never got cancer. And if I smoke a pack a day, well, does that make me a wanker? Well, yes, I guess it does. And we're still stressing, cuz every day the same things get the best of us. You're losing my balance on a razor blade, spending my whole time high, wishing life away, singing this is how we're living down here, sitting on the edge, looking out without fear. Yeah, we got drama, but you know we don't care. I want to see you sing it, put your hands in the air. One wish, I'm singing this is how we're living down here, sitting on the edge, looking out without fear. Yeah, we got drama, but you know we don't care. I want to see you sing it, put your hands in the air. One wish, I'm using jumpers for goalposts, cigarettes for throat coat, mum saying don't smoke, though I don't listen. I got love for a ghost note, shows on the Gold Coast, people that I don't know share the same vision. I find truth in the hard times and words that aren't mine, trying to find a love with a compatible star sign. Sometimes I can't write, sentences can't rhyme, staring at my notepad quick, I'm trying to find mine. Before I hit it again, surrounded in the industry by all these ignorant men, who knew that I'd be paid just to pick up a pen? Let me hit the studio and we can rip it again. I'm a competitor with an adrenaline kick. My daddy told me work hard and you can never be sh-. I've seen all my heroes dethroned except my dad, sat back and reminiscing about the times we had. One wish.
That was Eraser, the extended version.
That
was Eraser, the extended version.
Appreciate
come on,
you
man.
Joining us,
one more sting. One more sting. I f with that, Sharon.
We appreciate you. And
thanks so much for having me back on. I definitely want to come back and do it every single time. Even if I have to do 15 interviews to get
this. That's all I ask you to do. When you're talking to somebody later today and you're just running your mouth and your PR is like, just remember who got you drunk to be able to say all of this.
Charlemagne the God.
That's it. Let's say Charlemagne.
Oh,
and
you know what? Do you know what? I have this. I get in and I'm mad jet lagged from somewhere and I'll put on all the Donkey of the Days that
there
you do.
Go.
And just have them rolling through on YouTube. And I've noticed my voice is in the beginning saying, who's Donkey of the Day today?
No. We don't know if he's going to try to collect royalties, so let's not tell him that's his voice.
Okay.
Allegedly, somebody who sounds like Ed Sheeran.
Wait, can I do it in an American accent? It'd be Ned Sheeran. Who's Donkey of the Day today? You're definitely going to use that.
We're definitely using that. And there you have it. It's Ed Sheeran. It's the Breakfast Club.
You're definitely going to use
that. Thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day. Charlamagne,
you are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 10th, goes to a young Chicago woman named Yasmin Elder. Now, Yasmin is a ripe 24-year-old woman who got into a fight with her 26-year-old boyfriend, Darius Ellis. Now, nothing wrong with a little altercation with your significant other. You and yours verbally go at it from time to time. It happens, okay? You argue. You both go in other rooms, cool off, come back, watch some Netflix, smoke some weed, have some drinks, have sex, and get back to your relationship. But that's not how things work when you're dating Yasmin Elder. Let's go to CBS Chicago, WWBM-TV for the report.
Prosecutors say Yasmin Elder showed no remorse, and a judge didn't appear to either.
after ordering the 24-year-old held on $1 million bond and a first-degree murder charge.
The autopsy revealed the internal injuries to the victim's esophagus and stomach were consistent with chemical burns.
Bleach killed Darius Ellis. Police say Yasmin climbed on top of her boyfriend in a van near 65th and Bishop and doused him with the caustic liquid after an argument.
Poor Darius. His fat-ass girlfriend climbed on top of him and poured bleach down his throat and killed him. Now, this story is near and dear to my heart because last year online, it was a rumor that I, too, Charlamagne Tha God, overdosed on bleach and was rushed to the hospital. Not because I drank it or was forced to drink it, but because I was using it to lighten my skin. Okay, I got the headline right here. It says, Charlamagne Tha God hospitalized after swallowing Clorox to bleach his skin. Okay, over the weekend, after he accidentally swallowed Clorox while bleaching his skin. Okay, he says, he paid us handsomely to keep it between us and him, said one hospital EMT who claims he helped save the host's life. Lucky for him, TMZ PAPs are already banned from our hospital, or this would have been everywhere. There have been multiple pictures where people have claimed the radio host has bleached his skin, to which he has violently replied to his co-host, Angela Yee. Violently replied?
Wow.
Let's hear that. Let's hear that exchange and see if it sounds violent.
Get the in the truck. I bet you getting that motherfucking truck though.
I bet you will too.
Yeah, I am, but you getting in there first.
I bet you gonna bleach your skin later.
I bet you I won't. Get out the fucking car, Angela Yee. Get the fuck out.
Who are you talking to?
Get the fuck out. I bet you get out.
You little beige bitch.
Let me continue.
Got a little crazy.
Let me continue reading the story. While he says his skin lighter color is due to a dermatologist, you can't help but think the trash-talking radio host is denying all claims because he can't take the heat that would come to him succumbing to society's pressures to be lighter-skinned. Charlamagne returned to the Breakfast Club to work this morning and never mentioned his near-death experience or the fact that he looks to be suffering from the same thing Michael Jackson struggled with right before he was accused of messing with those kids. Okay? End quote. So, yes, when I saw this story about Darius Elde, it hurt my heart. I felt for the young man because he actually died the way a lot of you out there hope and pray I go out, okay? When that fake story about me last year dropped, I saw people out there reposting, hoping and praying it was true. Luckily for me, it wasn't. Sadly for Darius Ellis, it was. Now, Yasmin Elde is being held on first-degree murder, and I'm just here to tell you youngins two things that you need to take away from this situation because we have to learn from the mistakes of others. One, if you're a regular-sized human being, don't date someone fatter than you. Because when they get on top of you, you are at their mercy. Can we play the end of that clip, just the end of it?
Attorneys noted the couple's weight difference.
The defendant is 5'3", 207 pounds, while the victim is 5'7", 130 pounds.
This is science, people. If you're a regular-sized weight, don't date someone fatter than you, because when they get on top of you, you are at their mercy. And number two, no man or woman is worth a murder charge. I don't care what y'all arguing about. Walk away if you feel like it's going to get to that level. Okay, don't throw your life away for somebody else. Sometimes you need to walk away, not to make someone else realize how worthy you are, but for you to understand and acknowledge your own self-worth. When you know your own self-worth, you won't go trying to kill people throwing your life away because they don't appreciate you. Please give Yasmin Elde the biggest hee-haw.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey of the day.
I was really disturbed how violently you were arguing with me.
That was a violent reply.
Definitely a violent reply. Now, when we come back, we got to talk Nicki Minaj. She released a record yesterday. People are talking about it.
She released three records yesterday.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking this Nicki Minaj record. If you just joined us, she released three records last night. And in one of her records, she's throwing shots at Remy. Or I should say returning shots to Remy. Let's hear it.
Lil' boogie down, basic bitch, thinking she back, back to back. Oh, you mean back to whack, back to back. Me and Tristy laughed at that. They say numbers don't matter. But when they discussing the kings, they turn around and say LeBron ain't got six rings.
All right, so what do you guys think?
It didn't do anything for me. I give her an E for effort. I'm glad that she responded. You know, I think it's good for the culture that she replied, but the record didn't move me at all. I don't know if Remy had plastic surgery or not, but I just think that being that Nicki has been accused of having plastic surgery so much throughout her career, for her to say she has before and after pictures of Remy surgery, you know how many before and after pictures there are of Nicki Minaj online? I mean, that's, to me, that's just like me trying to clown somebody for getting punched in the head and running on camera. Like if something, if it's something that that has happened to you or you've been accused of, I don't think that you should use that shot for somebody else. I don't understand.
Well, in my opinion, I think a lot of people are comparing records. There is no comparison to Sheetha. To me, it's one of the best diss records I've heard ever. But now, as far as Nicki Minaj, I don't say it's trash. It's not poopable lyrics. You know, there's some poopable lyrics out there. It's not trash. She is spitting some bars in there. I appreciate the effort. Is it a comparison? No. Am I happy that she did a that she finally responded? Yes. The way she did it is kind of smart if the record catches. She's doing it on her single, so you're going to be hearing it for months and months and months. And I think they're kind of banning Sheetha, right? They're not allowing it.
Well, what happened is Remy Ma did not get the clearance from Universal to use the beat. So now she can't play that song anymore, and you won't really be hearing it on the radio on the internet. So some people are trying to say Nas did that. It wasn't Nas that did that. Nas actually likes rap battles. He has no issue with it.
I can only tell you what's sonically pleasing to my ears. Nicki put out 3 records yesterday. I think all of them are duds except for the one with Wayne. The one with Wayne is cool. The other two are just okay. Like, No Frauds is just okay to me. Like, and those verses that she came back with Remy with are just okay to me.
All right, well, they're not trash. You said trash earlier, but let's go to the phone line.
Borderline hello. Trash.
No, no.
Hello, who's this? Trash, bro.
Hello, yeah.
What's up, man? We're talking Nicki Minaj's record. What you think?
Yo, man, I think honestly it was trash. But Envy, you, come on, man. You tweeted that was bars, man. You know music for years, Envy. That was not right. Bars. Honestly,
and
the only person
she spit bars.
That's tied together is Drake, man.
I'm not going to lie, Envy, you confused me, too, because when we was in the group text, first thing I said was, this Nicki record is trash.
Yes.
Right. And then Envy replied to me and said, I think we should act like it don't exist.
No, I did say it was trash. I said I didn't like it because I only heard the first 20-second snippet that came out. Now that's not it. Then when I heard the rest of it, where she talks about the whole pack, talks about shooting your friend and all that, I was like, oh, this is clever. That's when I started liking the record. When I first heard it, I didn't like it.
I give her those
and I'm not
two
saying
bars.
It's the best, and I'm not saying it's the best record of all time. I'm just saying it's not trash.
The main thing is I would have liked Nicki to come back harder on a song by herself, just going at her is the main thing. Is the song trash? It's not a trash song, but I think we had a higher anticipation.
Right.
Of what it was going to be.
And that's what I was saying.
And yeah, and you know,
hello,
everybody,
who's this?
People are giving her flack, too, about having Drake and Wayne on the song. That don't bother me, because Tupac had features on Hit 'Em Up, but Pac went extra hard on Hit 'Em Up. So you realize that was his record.
Right, he had that the Outlaws on it.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Ed.
Hey, what's up, bro? What do you think about Nicki Minaj's record?
I feel like it was an okay record. Like, it may not have been her best diss record, but it was okay for the simple fact that, you know, what can you possibly say about Remy Ma right now? Like, so I feel like she did her best for what she could possibly say at the point right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, bro.
I agree.
Hello. Who's this?
Keena calling from Orlando, but I'm originally from Jersey.
What's up, mama? What you think of the record?
Garbage. She got childish-ass bars.
I think it's kind of trash, too. I'm not going to lie. When I first heard it, I was like, this is trash. And then after I heard it a couple times this morning, I'm like, it's okay. But then I heard this is not. I was like, that was whack. It's borderline trash, bro.
I don't know.
It ain't garbage. It ain't like Basura. But
it's Basura.
Basura.
Whatever Dominican thing it is. But it's weak. It's very
I think what
weak,
it is
man.
Is that Remy came so hard on Sheetha, it gave you a feeling when you heard it.
Yes.
Like, whoa.
Remy came
like,
with a 100-round chopper.
You had that whoa. We wanted to have that whoa.
Yes, Remy came with a 100-round chopper. Nicki sounded like she got a little 38 and she's shooting once and hiding behind something. Then
because Remy
again.
Herself even said, just there's nothing off limits when you do a diss record. She even said that.
Right.
So that gives it the door wide open. I could talk about anything. And there's a lot of things you could say.
Yeah. 800-585-1051. What did you think of Nicki Minaj's record? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Nicki Minaj. She released 3 records yesterday. One was No Frauds. It features Drake and Lil Wayne, and this is how it sounds.
I never signed a 360, but you wild dumb. That's why Jane Claire's verse for your album. Sinead, you a
fraud, committing perjury. I got before and after pictures of your surgery. I took you to her doc, but you don't look like Rock. Left the operating table, still look like Nah.
So what do you think? Now, me personally, I don't think it is bad. I don't think it's horrible. I don't think it's trash. It's okay. What she's trying to do and what I see she's trying to do is she tried to make it a single, so you're going to hear it for the next 3-4 months. Does it compare to Sheetha? No way.
But she wanted it to be strong. She put Wayne and she put Drake on it, and that's the first song with the three of them on it in quite some time. So that was her way of being like, everybody's going to be interested in it. Her songs are numbers 1, 3, and 4 on the charts when she put them out last night.
What makes you think we're going to hear that song for the next 3 or 4 months?
Well, I put it to you like this. If they're going to make it a single, that's their label's job. Like,
oh, Universal single, dropped that bag. Okay. Well, listen.
They're going to push the record.
Okay.
They're absolutely going to work that record.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just think the record is okay, borderline trash, bro. Like, I just feel like, you know, and that's why I hate the fact that Remy dropped another one, because being the fact that Remy dropped another one, Nicki can address her energy at the weaker record. I want to see you respond to Sheetha. Sheetha was the 100-round clip. Don't go after the weakest record. Like, she acting like Sheetha don't exist. I don't like it. I think it's kind of weak, honestly.
Now, let's be honest. If you got hit with Sheetha, wouldn't you try to act like it didn't exist, too?
You said what?
I said, if you got hit with a Sheetha, wouldn't you try to act like it didn't happen,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that's why I hate the fact that Remy put out another one, man. That was a misstep, because if she hadn't put out another one, she kind of just had Nicki backed into a corner, and I would love to see how Nicki responded to that. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy Nicki responded. I'm glad she responded for the culture, but her response to me was weak.
Now, Remy has said it's over for her now. She's done. Do you think she needs to reply to this reply?
I think, knowing Remy, she will, because Remy is, she's a competitor.
She probably won't do another whole song, but maybe it'll just be some.
Absolutely.
And I don't think you should throw stones when you live in a glass plastic surgeon's office. Like, if you've had plastic surgery, I don't understand why. And that goes for Remy and Nicki. If you've had plastic surgery, why are you coming at people for having plastic surgery? Like, I don't understand that. That's a dumb argument to me. If you had plastic surgery and you had plastic surgery, why are y'all arguing about who had plastic surgery?
And on another note, I know Papoose was waiting to hear a line out of Drake or Weezy to go in. I know Papoose was.
They don't want those Papoose problems.
No.
They don't want those Papoose problems.
Let's go to the phone lines.
They don't want
that. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Chantel from Duval.
Duval!
Oh, we out here with you.
Yeah, I heard. We listen to y'all every morning taking my kids to school. So trust me, I'm so happy y'all are in Duval County.
All right. Now, what you think of the record?
I'm going to be honest, Emmy. She had a few decent lines, but I'm sorry. I'm old school like Remy, like Eve, and I just feel like she kind of copped out adding Wayne and adding Drake. I mean, if you want to say Remy had a ghostwriter, which I don't believe, she still came for her. She came, she delivered, and she destroyed. That just sounds like some bubblegum rap. I just don't like that.
Why do you say old school like Eve and Remy? Remy's 36. Eve is 38.
I don't mean Nicki's, old school like
Nicki's
that.
Nicki's 34.
I'm 36. Oh. I know. Not old school. I mean as far as like hard. Like how, you know, Eve used to be a pit bull in the skirt. That's my generation. I'm 36.
Gotcha.
I'm with you.
All right.
That's our
Thank
generation.
You, Mama.
I'm with
generation.
You. It's my
generation. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Rain.
Hey, Rain, what you think of the Nicki Minaj record?
First of all, let me just say that I think that this is the number one station in the world, and I love you guys, and I think you guys are perfect.
Thank you, baby.
We love you right back.
That is so sweet.
I think she meant show, though, not station, The Breakfast Club.
Just no, I meant you guys.
Okay,
you guys,
yeah, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, thank you.
Charlamagne, I just love how real you are and honest, and Angela, like, I think you're so beautiful, and like, you're a role model for all women. Because
well,
that Gucci situation, the way you handled it was
with
almost class.
Because
me, I would have went crazy.
You'd have did a diss record.
She would have did a diss record.
You don't got nothing for Envy. Give Envy some love, too. We need this.
Of course.
Never know if the bosses are listening.
I love Envy because he brings, like, he's the chill of the situation. He's cool, and, like, his routine is probably rolling up a couple of L's and coming to work just chill.
I'm going to be honest with you. That is not Envy at all. He is the most catty one out of all of us, the most high strung.
It's not true.
Whatever.
I'm very calm and very laid back. But what do you think about the record, Mama?
Well, I think that Nicki, she was in the corner. So now that she was in the corner, she had to figure out what she wanted to do. Her back was against the wall. So she was like, a good decision was to bring Drake and Lil Wayne on. And of course that's going to boost the ratings and sales. And now she's on Instagram posting all these pictures of her record sales and everything. Whatever. I'm waiting for what Remy Ma has to come with. I used to love Nicki, but she turned into a pop star. She's not a rapper.
You think people feel like Remy's just more relatable right now to them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we all know we love Nicki and she has a great fan base, but Remy Ma, she's more fresh. And I was waiting for Remy Ma to come out anyway, and I knew she was going to come out swinging.
Okay. Thank you, Mama. All right, what's the moral of the story? Is there a moral?
Yeah, the moral of the story is I'm glad she replied. It's great for the culture. She had a couple decent lines in the No Frauds record, but overall, it's a no for me, bro. It's a nah. I just thought it was weak, personally. That's just my opinion. And I don't understand why
you thought it was weak, but you wouldn't say trash.
When I first heard it, I said trash. After hearing it a couple times this morning, I think it's okay, borderline trash. But
by next week, you'll be a Barb again.
No, I'm definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, listen, if Nicki puts out some heat, I'm going to give her props. I think out of all of the three records she dropped, I think the one with Wayne is the best one. I think the other record, No Regrets, No Tears, is just absolute garbage to me, personally. Right. And I feel like, you know, when you're disabling your comments on Instagram, that says a lot about how you feel. I don't think that you're very secure in the material that you put out there if you're disabling your comments because you don't want to hear people's opinions. Like, you got to take the good, you got to take the bad, you got to take the ugly because that's just the way the game go. But my overall opinion of the No Frauds record, I think it's okay, borderline trash.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yeah, let's talk about Chance the Rapper. You know he's donating money to the public schools in Chicago. We'll tell you what else he has going on. But somebody is trying to, well, a few people are trying to come at him. And we'll tell you what his response is to that. Also, we do have to talk about Nicki Minaj's other song that she put out. I know we spent a lot of time focusing on the No Frauds. But what else happened? We'll give you some updates.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
All right, well, Chance the Rapper, we've been talking a lot about his $1 million donation to the Chicago public schools and all the great things that he's been doing, but he has felt the need to respond to the Chicago Sun-Times. Now, recently they did an article saying that his image could be tarnished because of some child support issues. Now, according to the writer, if this personal issue is handled callously in the public, Chance the Rapper's clean-cut image could take a big hit. After all, you can't hand out money to benefit children you don't know and come off looking like you are being stingy when it comes to your own child. The article goes on to talk about Chance the Rapper filing to keep all his financial documents a secret and arguing that the disclosure of those records would potentially pose safety issues for him, for his child, and for his child's mother. Well, here is how Chance responded via social media. He posted a video with his daughter and his daughter's mother.
Kinsley, look, Bobby.
Say, y'all better do y'all jobs and stop worrying about how good my family is. Just a friendly reminder, don't let anybody get between you and your family. Don't let people try and, you know, don't be afraid of what other people are saying about you. Do your job and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
She said, sometimes get the f*** back.
Yeah, you don't really know people in this industry. I mean, some of the people that we think are like the cleanest end up being the filthiest, Bill Cosby. But at this point, Chance the Rapper is pretty slanderproof, bro.
Right, and in the article, they even said that last month, Kirsten Corley, who was the mother of his 18-month-old daughter, asked in court for temporary child support and money to obtain and furnish a home, and she wants an automobile. She's unemployed. She is the child's primary caregiver. But in the same article, it does say that he is actually taking care of the child. They just haven't reached a long-term child support agreement, so he has been supporting his daughter financially, but they just haven't reached anything long-term.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean he's not taking care of his child.
I thought him and the girl was together, though. I thought that was like his fiance.
No, they broke up.
Oh.
But maybe they'll get back together. You know, he's only 23 years old. Things happen. It's probably a rough relationship right now with all the attention he's getting. He's probably on the road all the time. As you can imagine, that would be difficult for anybody's relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's discuss Nicki Minaj's third song that she put out yesterday, Regret in Your Tears. Now, this song is clearly about her relationship with Meek Mill. The chorus, Regret in Your Tears, now you taste them because you know I don't chase, I replace them. Don't rush, take time, take some. I just want the memories. Try to make some with you. Now I got to erase some with you. Check out some of this song.
You don't even know what you just lost. You don't even know what you just had. You don't even know when that's what's bad. Money back, loan that bad. Used to lay up in them sheets, they was Snow White. Now you spending cold nights. You've been in the wrong so long. You don't even know right. Call my line, I'm like, please, boy. You just need to leave, boy. I ain't got time for you. Just once, do something for me, boy.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I went to go listen to that one on iTunes, I didn't even get through that whole song. And I just that's not for me at all. I turned that all the way off.
Well, this is one of the songs for, it's a breakup song for women. Yeah, you know, clearly. Basically what she's saying in the song is that she said, you got nerve. I know you just want to be heard. I'm a bad bitch. You ain't used to that. You going to F around and make me do you bad. Used to creep with you through the back. I count up the cash and bring you the bag. But it seems like she's trying to say that he was cheating on her and now she's done with him and she's going to replace him. So Meek actually posted on Instagram. I don't know you guys. I'm sure you guys follow Meek.
Mm-hmm.
So right when that song dropped, he did post a picture with a, you know, the emoji with just the straight line for the mouth.
He was looking out the side of his
car. And he was in his car. Rolls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just looking like, I'm okay. So that's just what his face was looking like.
I love this culture, man.
Well, you know, it's Friday. What else can we say?
There you go.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. Happy Friday.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Now, a lot of people haven't heard the song where she replies to Remy Ma, so let's get it on.